Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great, looking at spiritual health and been looking at the spiritual health of men, going through Proverbs, which would help any individual, regardless of their gender and regardless of their age. But a great book for young people to be reading and looking at, but regardless of your age, I have never found it not a good book to read. So glad I'm going through it yet again. We're in chapter 15. And it starts off with a lot of verses talking about the power of the tongue or the power of our words. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, says verse 4. But perverseness in it breaks the spirit. So just a lot talking about our words, how we deal with things. And then it goes into another section talking a lot about the difference between those who try to bring up aggravation, if you will, or those who are looking for a fight or those who are looking for trouble. And then he goes and looks at the difference between a sluggard and someone who gets things done. So a pretty impactful chapter with a lot of good wisdom and a lot of contrast between those different things. But again, ending with the fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor. So just a great way to end sort of the context of that chapter, talking about our tongue, talking about how we respond to things, and then what are we about? Are we about getting things done, or are we lazy or a sluggard? So just a great chapter to unpack a lot of different things. And so just to encourage us in wherever we are in our life, as we read God's word, as we journal, as we ponder the things that God has for us, what he has us doing, the work that we have, the family that we're a part of, the people in our lives, the community of believers that we're a part of at church, all these different things, that we would be wise and seek to be wise in all those areas. And so reading Proverbs is just a good reminder to me on so many different fronts on all of this, and remembering why it was that for a season of my life, I was reading a proverb every single day for years, and how that did benefit me, and wondering now why I ever would have gotten away from that, other than reading other parts of the Bible and studying other parts of the Bible, other books and things like that. And so I'm not regretting that as much as I'm regretting any season of my life where I wasn't in God's Word, regardless of whether it was Proverbs or somewhere else. So just to encourage you in this, so obviously the first part talking about our tongue, and the words that we say, especially toward those who we are in, that we are over, in essence. So as a dad, I got to be very careful what I might say to my children, regardless of their age, because of the impact it can have on them. It can be life, right? Or bring destruction. It can be edifying, or it can be cutting down. So to be very positive in my words, and positive in my words toward my wife, that I'm a tree of life for her in my words, and not the opposite of that. So to encourage you guys, as we go into this season of Thanksgiving, that we would truly find things to thank our wife for in our marriage. Not just that she does X, Y, and Z, but that this is the person she is, and how you've seen her grow, and how you've been blessed by her godly character, by her, the way she responds to you and the things that she does. So I want to encourage myself and you to be a part of that, doing that, and just really setting yourselves up to be men of God whose words bring life. And then to take that into the next section, right, that we're not lazy about this, that we're purposeful in doing it, and that we are those who are after what is right in God's eyes. So being gracious with our words and realizing that that is health to the body, right? So when someone does something that's not appropriate around us, that our response toward that is gracious. It doesn't mean that we okay it, but that we're gracious toward that person, right? So just to encourage you guys, go after a gracious tongue. Be gracious in your speech. Be gracious in your attitude and your actions and your responses. God bless you all. Talk to you soon.